Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. David Sherman, managing editor of the Amherst Bee, says, are you ready for some football? No thanks, it's only July. That's what he says. I say the same thing. I love football, no question about that. But I do think it's a little early because then we give away prime weather at the beginning of the football season. Instead, wait till September, which isn't unreasonable. That's usually when the first games are played anyway. But the latter part of September, maybe after Labor Day for sure, and then more into it, okay? Because basically, here's what happens. Here is what happens. Right now, it's no football. We don't have any football now. I mean, unless you're watching the Canadian Football League, okay? So there's nothing going on, so you're quiet and peaceful, and maybe you're in a hammock, and you got a glass of lemonade there. Everything's cool. You hear the birds tweeting, and then the next thing you know. Yep, here it is. Ah, put that hammock away. Put your helmet on. It's time to tee it up, baby. Come on, knock them in the head. Yeah, that's good. You see, you're in a whole different mood now. They are back.
A new week has begun. I turn on my TV for some pigskin.
Woohoo!
Super Bowl season here on ABC.
Put away the picnic supplies. Get the barbecue out. What are you doing, Hank?
Football's coming on tonight.
Oh, I am ready now. I wish the show were over so I could go out there and toss the football around. Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready?
We are ready to rock and roll.
Are you
ready
for some football?
Oh, man.
A Monday night party.
My adrenaline is a moving and grooving.
Ready to get the good time.
I hope I got good seats this year.
We've got the team on the field and we turned up.
What are you doing?
My rowdy friends are back for Monday night.
They are back. Thank you. Thank you very much. Boy, if that doesn't get you in the mood. Isn't it amazing? One song, and now you're in the mood.
I'm ready.
I put away the picnic supplies.
Let me put some eye black on. You know who was in the footage there of that intro? It's Fred Smirlis.
Freddie?
Yeah, Freddie was one of the guys in there.
Freddie is a great guy, and boy, does he! If you didn't know anything about Fred Smirlis and you saw Fred Smirlis, you would say football player. He looks like a football player. He's built like a football player. He talks like a football player. And he's a great guy, too. We're asking, are you ready for some football, yay or nay? And also, the second question, how are you dealing with the heat? You have any good memories? Good places to get ice cream? Did you have a favorite place? We had local ice cream places near where I live because I lived near an amusement park, Whalen Park. And so we had that. But we didn't have, any of the national chains. Now there's all kinds of good ice cream available. By the way, this is a free plug for Uncle G's. I went there last week. Uncle G's is right near the Amherst Museum. If you come up that road, you're at the Amherst Museum, go through the intersection, and there it is. Make sure you stop. And there it is, Uncle G's. And they have rum raisin ice cream, which I had as a sundae. So I had rum raisin ice cream with cherry, obviously, some whipped cream. Oh, it's good. And not everybody has rum raisin. So if you're looking for rum raisin ice cream, I'd go to Uncle G's. Tony and Buzzy, when you go out for ice cream, where do you go?
Sullivan's.
Oh, Sullivan's. Yeah, yes. That's right near you. And that's iconic.
Yeah, I love Sullivan's.
People love Sullivan's.
Great scenery, great place to eat and have ice cream.
And they got a covered area, too, so that if it's raining or if the sun's too hot, you can go under there and enjoy the ice cream.
Yeah, we bring the baseball team there. I'll bring my kids there.
Oh, that's cool.
We love it.
That's cool. You used to date a woman like that. She brought the baseball team there.
Yeah, the football team, the hockey team, basketball,
and she rugby signed. Team. She signed some young prospects.
Yeah.
How about you, Buzzy Beamer?
Well, now since my move to the South Towns, we've discovered this place, Cone King, in West
Cone
Seneca.
Cone King. That sounds good.
It is delicious. Definitely our new go-to ice cream place.
That is. I wonder who thought of the title. Probably the guy that owns it, but. Wondering, let's see, what will we call our ice cream place? Well, we pride ourselves in a cone. What's good? Good, better, best cone? No. How about Cone King? Now you're talking. Now that's it. Because nobody trumps Cone King. Cone King is the place. Is it a big cone? Is it a big cone?
Well, there's different size cones, but
it's
the...
C-O-N-E, not C-O... Okay,
C-O-N-E. And I definitely always get the bigger size cone, because why not? It's the king of cones.
I thought you were saying Cohen, and I'm thinking Jewish ice cream. I'm not really sure about that. I love, you know what I love?
The Cohen King.
Banana splits.
Yes.
I love banana splits.
Banana splits, hot fudge sundaes, milkshake. I almost never get a cone.
No, I don't get a cone. You know why? Because especially when it's hot, it's hard to keep ahead of it. It'll be melting faster than you can eat it.
Right.
There it goes. And then it's on your hand, and it's like, no. Wow.
When it's really hot, get some Italian ice. Oh,
I love Italian ice.
You get brain freeze, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. That would be the most severe torture you could ever get. If they wanted to get information out of you for national security, they'd make you eat Italian ice.
Oh,
fast,
sure. Right. Fast. Well, now, I don't know how far back Freezy Pops go, if Freezy Pops were around when you grew up, but that was something very big when we were kids, well, cheap, and it cooled you off.
When I grew up, refrigeration hadn't been invented yet, so we used to put them in the creek and keep them colder. I'll tell you what, before the break, I have a pair of tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival featuring Willie Nelson. And that's going to be Sunday, September 8th at Darien Lake Amphitheater. Minimum value is $80, courtesy of Live Nation. General contest rules apply. Tickets are available at LiveNation.com. Call now, 644-9875. And the way this will work is the winner will be chosen at random, according to whatever he feels like. If he feels like giving you the tickets, because these are nice tickets. And Willie Nelson's a great act to see in person. So if he likes you, you might get the tickets. If he doesn't, I wouldn't think you'd have much of a chance. We'll be back after this. And we're talking about, we're making ourselves hungry talking about this ice cream. And don't forget to, I'll give you that information later. It's time to get your air ducts clean, too. All right. Yes.
I was talking about the Avenue Soda Bar in North Buffalo growing up, and a buddy of mine, Al, just reminded me of my favorite dish there called the Pig's Dinner. If anybody's familiar with that place, you'll know what I'm talking about. It was so much ice cream.
You know what I used to like, too, and it was only on rare occasions that we got it. If you got a milkshake, they would make it in a metal container. Then they'd pour it into the glass, but the container contained more than the glass could hold, so you had that little extra after you've had the entire glass, and you think, okay, now the real treat, the little part that's left over. You get the, it's a couple of sips mainly, usually.
With some chocolate syrup still in it.
Down at the bottom, and then you let it slide right down. Oh, man, that's heaven. That is so good.
You know what kind of shake you have to try?
What?
Banana cream pie.
That sounds good.
It might be my favorite shake. It's so difficult for me not to get it. This past weekend, I tried a peach shake for the first time.
Oh, a peach shake.
Oh, man.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was.
Very, very good. Where can you get the peach shake?
That one was at Didi's.
Didi's, okay.
Yes.
That's very well known, too. I think we're being cruel to Buzzy, though.
Yeah, I apologized to him during the break.
Buzzy's on a
but
diet.
He's going to cheat this weekend.
It's a cheat weekend with the big wedding coming up, and I...
Oh, you have it scheduled.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Your calendar, cheat weekend.
It makes the following the diet easier, because you're like, oh, could really go for, you know, Chick-fil-A today, but... We are 2 weeks away from the cheat week, so let's, you know, we'll do stuff like
that's
that. Good. Like today, we are 1 day from the cheat weekend, so.
Good to have a goal.
Yes. And definitely, and instead of wedding cake, they're having Paula's Donuts.
Oh, so. Really?
Oh, yeah.
How nice of that. Let's go to Terry in Texas. How hot is it in Texas today, Terry?
Right about now, I think we're sitting at 82, but we still got plenty of daylight to go. So
oh, wow.
Hotter.
Yeah, we're going to 90 today, but you'll probably beat us. What about it? Is it too early for football? I love football. You probably love football, but is it a little early for it?
I wasn't ready for football until you played that song. Now I'm ready to pull over and tackle the hell out of somebody.
That song really does it. It sets you in the mood for a great football game.
I've got to put out a mini disclaimer here for those listeners that don't know. Despite my accent, I actually am from Western New York, grew up in Buffalo, was a Bills fan before I could even walk. But to be honest, as a Bills fan for this, my, 35, 36 years?
Yeah. You're giving up after 35. Why? You got it out easy.
Our season ends right around week 5.
Now, are you a Cowboys fan now or what?
Hell no. No, that's disrespectful, Sandy. No, I'm a Bills fan through and through.
Oh, you're still a Bills fan even though you moved. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you can tell early on in the season what kind of season it's going to be, and then we spend the rest of the time trusting the process. So our season's been over for quite a while. I'm ready to see the Bills do some stuff because, you know, Sunday – you get fired up. There's no feeling better than, you know, getting ready to.
Yeah, that's right. The prep for the game, wearing the right clothes, bringing the right beverages, bringing the right food if you're going to do anything in the parking lot. Yeah, that's why it's called the Bills Experience. It's a whole day deal. It's not just a couple of hours.
Yeah, I still got plenty of Bills attire. I'm the only person in Lubbock to ever wear anything like that. I certainly catch my share of comments, and then they receive a few comments back, and that ends all that conversation. But
you know, it was tough for me when I was in Dallas. I hated the Cowboys, but I'm in Dallas, and there's no way that I can make that public. It's practically a religion. But I rooted for Houston at the time. Earl Campbell was playing for him at the time. I always loved Earl Campbell. But usually, if you're not a Cowboy fan around Dallas, you got a problem.
Well, my thing about Cowboys fans is most of them don't know who the hell any of the players are from America's team.
You really got a good handle on this thing, man. I'm telling you.
I've been around this game a long time. I'll tell you what, on the other part of the subject real quick, you know what we used to do? I don't know if anybody else used to do it because, you know, when I grew up, we didn't have a whole bunch of money or nothing. The first one, we'd walk. I lived on the corner, basically the corner of Walden and Wood Avenue, and we would walk up going towards the Galleria. There used to be a Dairy Queen there. It's probably not there anymore. We'd get the Mr. Misty or the Dilly Bar, you know, something.
Oh, yeah, the Dilly Bars.
Yep, and when that wasn't available, we'd be at the house. My grandma, she did have a pool. That was a big thing. Or we'd ride to Town Park. I think they used to have a pool over there.
Yeah.
We'd ride our bikes over to Town Park.
Yeah, great childhood memories, and they stay with you your whole life. And something as simple as a Dilly Bar is still in your memory bank as something pleasurable.
You know, we were talking about getting excited, and Terry mentioned he got into it after hearing Hank Williams Jr. I think part of the reason you're going to see a lot of excitement, a lot of people, you know, that they can't wait to get going on this, is that the Bills actually look like a good team. We haven't seen this much talent and depth in a long time. And for a lot of us, it's reminding us of 1987 all over again, when we first had an idea that the team was going to be special.
All right, Terry, this could be a good year for us. And thanks for calling. And stay cool. Thank you very much. Yeah, Texas. I loved Texas when I was working there. I really did. It's great. You get a certain feeling. There's a feeling of pride of being in Texas. You know, I knew what it was because I had heard about it. But when I was actually there, working there, it was something special. And keep in mind, I went to Dallas right from San Francisco. And I did not, like the Niners, I was a big Raiders fan. So I used to go to a lot of the games. Bobby Chandler would get me tickets. and I would go and watch the Raiders play.
You definitely know that you're in cowboy country when you arrive in Dallas. When you land at the airport, at least when I went to visit Gary McNamara when he was working, or still is, at WBAP, where you were the PD, you walk into the airport, it's just all Dallas Cowboys.
It's Cowboys.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be sick to my stomach. But it's a great place to visit, and I've said it before, the food was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and if you're in the Metroplex, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, be sure to spend some time in Fort Worth too, because those two cities couldn't be more different. And if you want to make sure you hit both of them, you'll get all of the fun. All right, let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
Sandy, first thing, you said you got your idea from a guy from the Amherst Bee?
Yes, David Sherman. Yes, the Amherst Bee managing editor.
Sherman is the managing editor. Well, good for you. I'm in favor. I used to work there. And
oh, okay.
Of the little papers. I'm glad you...
It's nice. I use stuff from the Bee a lot. Very, very nice. Yep. He says, David Sherman says it's too early for football. I agree with him.
I agree, too.
Yeah. So when do you think it should start? Like middle of September, maybe?
Maybe even the end of September or October. But the thing is, I would like to see them just do their practicing now. So those prima donnas that take the knee, I'd love to see them in 50-pound gear, 100-pound gear in this weather like this, just practice in this weather. That would be my...
I don't think they take the knee in practice.
I'd like to.
There's no camera there for live action. So,
right.
Are you a football fan?
Pardon?
Are you a football fan?
Yeah, until this mess, you know.
Oh, yeah, until the taking of a knee.
Back to the other thing, though, Sandy.
And you're very religious, so in both things, you have to take a knee.
This is what I want to say. You want to know how we keep cool? This is going to sound strange, but when we have these missionaries like come to church, like from Africa and these hot countries, I always ask them, and it always amuses them because I say, you know, people, we're complaining about the heat and all this air conditioning. We need air conditioning and everything. And I says, what do people do in your country?
In Africa. Yeah, you know, I really don't know. I've seen a lot of specials or things set in Africa. I know it's hot, but is it hotter than Florida or California? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
What our people, our health people should advise is don't drink ice water stuff. Stay cool and forget the air conditioning because when you walk, like you said, beautifully.
Go ahead.
It hits you harder.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back.
It's never too early for football.
The Bills are making it happen.
Come on, join in.
Stand up now, come on and shout.
Yay, 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 yay.
Where's Elvis?
Come on.
Come on, baby.
Come on and shout.
This will get you into it.
Buffalo's happening now.
It's happening.
You're moving.
You're grooving. You're at camp. Blow up the football. Get the ice cream ready, too. Let's go. Ah. Yay, 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 yay. They're dancing in the aisle. Let's go, Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Wait a minute, we gotta put Beamer through a table.
Okay, here we go.
What
a what?
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Oh,
confetti
man.
Confetti everywhere.
That gets you into it, doesn't it? It really does. The Bills make you wanna shout.
You should have seen Joe in here.
I did. I saw him jumping up and down like a complete lunatic. Let's see, this should be, my friend Don from Pennsylvania, formerly from Lunenburg, Massachusetts. Hello, Don. Welcome to WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing in this incredibly terrible weather day?
Well, it's not too bad here. It's hot and humid and muggy, and the next few days, the heat index on a couple of the counties, including the one I live in, is up to like 105. Now, we grew up together. We spent all of our summers together. What did we do? Your house didn't have air. My house didn't have air. What did we do to keep cool? I don't remember, really.
Well, first of all, we were fairly young in comparison to today, so it doesn't bother you anywhere near as much when you were young.
Yeah, you weren't in school, and that was a key. I do remember there was an ice cream store on Summer Street, which my friend Dana, the one who helped me tie my sister to the tree, he was a manager of that store, and that wasn't too far. I remember when we went for ice cream, we would go there sometime.
Yeah, well, there was a fair amount of places like that.
Plus, we worked at Whalen Park, which was right there, and there's all kinds of places there to get ice cream, obviously.
No question. I you've been around a lot more than I have, and I know you like ice cream.
I do.
As you well know, when we were growing up, there was one place in particular that was a real treat to go get ice cream, and we used to do it constantly. And that was Kimball Farms.
Oh, Kimball Farms. You cannot imagine, if you've not been there, what that is like. The ice cream is so big and so good. They have police there. Every minute they're open, they need police to handle the traffic.
Yeah, I told my kids that, and they went up with me the last couple of years. And as we're leaving to come back from Massachusetts to here, my son would make a stop there so he could get his last ice cream from there.
Yeah, when you say you want to go to Kimball's, that was the ultimate because not only was it good, I think that it was about a foot square worth of solid ice cream, all different flavors. It's just amazing. There were very few people I know, and I know some people that can eat, that could finish like a Kimball's banana split. You just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it was a difficult chore. So my question is, you've been in Buffalo for a long time and other places.
Sure.
Does Kimball Farms shake up in that way with these other places?
I've never seen anybody that could compete with that, not even close. I still don't know how they do it because the prices are not outrageous at Kimball Farms, but the ice cream is good quality. And it's so large, as I said, the container you get it in, it's like flat and kind of curves up, is about a foot square. And it's more ice cream than you've ever seen before. And they do the same thing with their food. But the thing is, whenever I go to Kimball, I wouldn't even bother with the food. I just get the ice cream.
Yeah, well, believe me, the way we knew it back then, it's really gotten a lot bigger now in the last bunch of years.
It is. They've expanded it. It used to be one little place, and now it's a lot. How did we stay cool? We had Whalen Lake there, and I did get a dollar a week from my mother for swimming lessons. There's a boat that used to traverse Whalen Lake, and I remember being near the lake at times, but we were working most of the time in the park during the hot weather.
Yes, we were, and like I say, I couldn't handle it today, but back then when we were younger, it was a little uncomfortable, but it wasn't dangerously uncomfortable, not like it would be to me today.
And when we were working at Whalen Park, we prayed for rain, because if it rained, they would close the park, and then you and I could go to the horse track and bet the horses.
Correct. That would cool us down until we lost all the time.
I would give anything to be able to do that again. You and I go to Suffolk Downs or Narragansett if it's still open, or Rockingham. I don't know which ones are still open, but that was great fun. That was our coming of age stuff.
You got that right. Yeah, to be honest with you, every one of those racetracks is completely closed now, with the exception of Suffolk, which is right outside of Boston, where I left you stranded one day.
I know. I remember that.
And they run approximately 3 or 4 weekends a year, and that's it.
That's it?
And That's it for the, all of New England. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. We have Saratoga is running now, and that's such an iconic track. It's beautiful to have that in New York State. Well, Don, stay cool, and we'll be talking to you down the road.
One more thing about football.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm ready for football as my baseball team is expiring in front of my eyes. I can't wait for football to commence.
What are you, a Red Sox fan or who?
I'm a Philadelphia Phillies
fan. Oh, Phillies fan.
That's right. Keep falling apart, Don. Have them keep falling apart.
All right, Don. We'll send you a sympathy card. Thanks.
Like a true Mets fan, wasn't it?
Yeah, a big Mets fan. Thank you, Don. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's a great guy to grow up with. We spent all of our summers together, and we were both horse racing fans. That was the only time. What he's referring to is I was going to school in Boston, a radio school, and he was in Lunenburg, where we grew up. He says, why don't I meet you at the track? I said, okay, I'll meet you at the track. But he was going to bring some money with him because I didn't have any money. I just had enough to get there on the MTA. So I went there, and he was going to bring some money with him that I could borrow so that I could play. Not a lot, but he had some money. I had no money, zero money. And so I got to Suffolk Downs, and he was supposed to meet me after, like, the second race. Well, the first race went by. I expected that. Second race went by. He wasn't there. Third race went by. He never showed up. He had something came up, a problem with him. And now I'm at Suffolk Downs with, watch my lips, no money. Not a dime, okay? I actually had to, after about the seventh race, I was going up to people asking if telling them my friend was supposed to meet me here to give me money for the train back to Boston, but he didn't show up. I think I had to borrow like a dollar or something. I actually had to do that. Have you guys ever had to panhandle like that?
No.
I had to ask for money. I had to go to strangers and ask for money. How old was I? I was 20 years old, and that didn't look too good. That's not a good look.
A good feel either.
No. So something had come up, but that's the he was my dearest friend forever and ever, but something came up, and he couldn't show up. So there's a lesson to be learned there. Keep extra money on you. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony just looked up Kimball Farms, which is where they have the humongous ice cream. I don't know if they have a picture of it, but you were reading the text and says there's 50 flavors, right? It's homemade ice cream.
Yeah, they're offering 50 flavors. Our famous homemade ice cream, outdoor grill, seafood shack, 50 acres of fun activities, and cozy country store and cafe.
Think about it. They went from a little ice cream place to 50 acres of when they say 50 acres of fun, they're not kidding. Everywhere you go, there's food, 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 and it's all very good and humongous in size. I forgot the town it was in. What did it say, Westford?
It said, let's see, it is 400 Littleton Road, Route 110, Westford, Massachusetts.
All right, so that's outside of Boston, between Boston and where I grew up in Lunenburg. So if you're ever in the area, you got to check it out. Let's go to Dennis in Ellicottville. Dennis, you're on WBEN.
Okay, first night sport. It was baseball, then football, and a little bit of hockey and basketball.
Yeah, that's right.
But I was remembering my brother used to work at the Avenue Soda Bar, and I do remember those big dinners. They come in a little trough, and they would put wax paper in there. There was about, 10 scoops of ice cream and all kinds of toppings.
Wow, and I like the fact it's served in a trough. What does that say? It says that we're all little piggies.
Yeah, that was the pig's dinner.
That's great.
And then in Riverside on Tonawanda Street, there used to be a Burt's soda bar, which was good too. And if you're lucky, you'd lift up the lid and there would be a free cherry Coke drink you could get.
Cool, yeah. I remember in some ice cream things that, like, Hood's Dairy was huge in New England. I don't know if they still are. But when you lift the top and you pull the little protective wrapper, it would say if you could get another one for free. And they had pictures of usually of cowboys for some reason. But, yeah, those are great memories, aren't they? How did you stay cool when you were a kid, Dennis?
We lived right by the Niagara River and Riverside Park, so we'd be in a pool or in a river.
Oh, that is cool. You know what I've always admired? You don't usually see it in movies where somebody has a rope tied to a tree and they go swinging into a body of water. Hopefully they checked it out first, make sure it's deep enough. But that always looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sure was. Just, you know, your kids, we used to go up to the park and you play up there and you always usually had an ice breeze coming off the river, so...
Yep, you'd always. It was always so exciting, and those memories stay with you. That's the key. So you're building your adult foundation when you were a kid. Thanks, Dennis. Happy cooling. Thank you very much. Yeah, when you were a kid, when you go out to play, the key was your imagination. You know, you'd imagine, like if you were playing army or cowboys, you'd have a little plastic gun and stuff like that. Or you hide, and somebody would have to go and find you. The enemy would come out and get you.
It's funny that we bring this up. Last night, Samantha was complaining that she was bored. And I said, are you kidding me?
Should we hire a clown?
I said, you have all the technology, all the toys. You have probably 50 times the amount of toys I had as a kid. I said, Samantha, I could keep myself busy with just a stick outside when I was a kid.
I used a broomstick to pretend it was a horse when I pretended I was a cowboy. Then later on, I got a real horse. But then it was a broomstick. That was it. It's your imagination.
Well, John Rosemont recently said that if your child is complaining that they're bored, what they're saying is the only way I can be excited is for you to buy me more toys. Yeah. And I told Samantha that's not happening.
Yeah, that's exactly right. How about you, Beamer? How did you cool off? Where'd you go for ice cream?
Well, growing up, we... I don't remember the name of the place in Hornell as a kid. I think it was Burn Dairy.
Did you see Rob Lucas there? He's from Hornell.
Oh, believe me, I know Rob is from Hornell.
In fact, they said young Rob, his birthplace, right there, right next to the ice cream place.
People forget about Bill Pullman because Rob is the real star from Hornell.
Imagine a town big enough to produce Bill Polian and Rob Lucas. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Bill Pullman.
Oh, I thought Polian.
No, the president from Independence Day.
Oh, I know who he is. Yeah. He's an actor and a good actor. Didn't he just die? Bill Pullman?
No, Bill Pullman's still around.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Who's the other guy that was in Jurassic Park that just died? I thought it was Pullman. I guess I was wrong. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Randy. Randy, you're on WBEN.
Yes, Sandy and Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mr. Wagner.
How you doing, Tony? I got something to keep you cool.
You do? What, a helicopter?
Yeah, a helicopter ride, yeah.
Those blades will churn up some air for you.
You get up to about close to 3,000 feet, and you lose 2 degrees per thousand, so it cools off quite well up there.
What effect does, like, we're looking at 105 combination temperature and that's what it looks like is 105. How does that affect the blades on a helicopter, or does it?
It's really the density of the air, and it affects the power. And just like on dragsters and stuff, they have to, worry about power. Less fuel we carry, more or less passengers. It just depends on what you figure on the pre-flight as far as how much power you can pull for a certain temperature day.
That's all, whether it's airplanes or whether it's helicopters, weather is a huge part of your game plan for what you're going to do with that machine for the day. Now, do you have any memories about cooling off in the summer? Or you got a favorite ice cream place? Or
when I was a kid, I used to go over to my cousin's house, and they had a bedroom above a garage, and it was quite warm up there. Nice bedroom, their father built it, really nice. But at night, to stay cool, the floor was linoleum.
Okay.
Much cooler. So we just throw the pillow on the floor, on our backs, push around the cold, cool spots all night. And believe me, many a day I woke up looking at bed spring.
Wow. Laying on your back, pushing a pillow around the bedroom. Beamer did that last weekend, I think. Very good, Randy. Thank you for the story. We appreciate it. Happy flying. Goodbye.
Yeah, he has to have Pat Proctor pick me up so I can go up in the copter Rainbow Air.
Get on that helicopter.
I got to get somebody to watch the kids when I'm off.
Get on the helicopter. All right, we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.